The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide any specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Collaborative Wealth, a registered investment advisor. Collaborative Wealth and Falcon Financial Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show that helps you manage and grow your wealth. Join us in our great life adventure. Here are your hosts, Jeff Davis and John Davis from Falcon Financial Management, celebrating over 25 years in North Central Florida.
Good morning. How is everybody out there? I bet most people are probably still under the covers.
It's cold out there.
It's a beautiful Saturday. It's going to warm up some, so it's going to turn into one of those 50-ish type of days, I guess. Isn't that right, Lisa? 50, 60?
Yeah, about 60. But rain tomorrow and 60.
Yeah, in Gainesville, it'll count. Do your outdoor stuff today.
Yeah.
And tomorrow you clean up the inside of the house and, you know, make a big pot of spaghetti and sauce. And oh, God, those were the days. I'm a bachelor. I live alone.
Spaghetti?
When, you know, when Judy's here, that's always that's a different thing. But, you know, when I was growing up, whew, on a day like this, there'd be that you could smell the spaghetti sauce when you got to the door, and it was just, and homemade bread. Mom would make homemade bread, your grandmother.
Yeah.
God bless her soul, that little Italian lady. It'd be sauce, and, you know, you'd sneak in and pull a meatball out when she wasn't looking. Well, she really was looking. She was hoping you would do it. Here, you need a plate for that. Mm-hmm. No matter how chubby I got, she always told me, you look chubby. Have you eaten yet? Yeah, Ma, I love you too. And no, I haven't, but what do you got? And things were so different in the 60s and 70s and 80s growing up. And one of the things, we were just talking about this coming over here. If you're interested in social media, you can find me on Facebook, and you can find me on LinkedIn, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. And there's a little community that's grown up there. And so I commented on something from and I think it was, and I don't even remember how it was last night. And basically I was saying, I've been pondering this, and I've been a little more agitated every day. Now everything got, you know, theoretically everything's open for 3 weeks. Let's see what happens in 3 weeks. I think this is all an excuse for him to be able to throw the national emergency card. And then he's going to throw the national emergency card, build the thing, and everybody's going to freak out. So the guy does play 3D chess, I think. All of that being aside, I said, as a financial planner, one of the first things I tell people is you got to have 3 to 6 months of emergency savings. What this is telling me is these people don't have 3 to 6 months of emergency savings. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, it's unacceptable. These people need to be more responsible. And, you know, that's harsh, isn't it? That sounds
for
harsh.
Some of them, you know, the blanket statement is harsh because some of them probably don't get paid enough to, you know, the living expenses are right there next to what they're getting paid.
Well, maybe they need to make an adjustment in that.
For some people, that's, I mean,
if you're working for the federal government, we're talking about the 800,000 people working for the federal government.
Right.
And
some of those people are janitorial staff.
Yeah, but they don't get paid that badly.
If you're living in D.C. and you're, you know, that's a different scale.
I understand, but you know,
in Gainesville.
I understand. So maybe it's not 3 to 6 months, but it ought to be at least 2 to 4 weeks. You've got to have an emergency fund. I don't think it's dangerous.
Not to, for sure.
Not to. That's my point. And what this is exposed is the danger. If 800,000 people are in this kind of danger, then fundamentally as a society, we've got a priorities wrong that we could, that these people, and it's a blanket statement.
800,000 people. Of those 800,000 people, there's a lot of them who definitely fall in the bucket of, you know, they should have been prepared, especially because they work for the federal government. This is not the first time that government has shut down.
Really? You know, if you work for an employer that goes on strike every, and this is the government goes on strike rather than them going on strike, but if it goes on strike every, you know, two or three times a year or two or three times every 4 years or whatever it is, if it's happening once a year and you're not prepared for it, shame on you.
Harsh.
So you can see how John was raised. Yeah. I really, but I, my arms are out. I'm raised. I'll raise money. I'll get food. I'll do whatever I can to help you as that type of an employee get through this. But I'm also going to say, you know, this, don't let this happen again. Save some money. Take all your change and put it in a jar. You won't miss it. And then when there is an emergency, and maybe it's for some people it's just $500. I'm not talking about thousands of dollars.
Yeah, the other part, Wilbur Ross saying go get a loan.
I understand, but
some
Wilbur
of that isn't that. You know, he's not being that discompassionate. There are some loans out there that they can get against the retirement savings that the government is providing. That
right, there's a thrift savings plan that almost all of those employees and. They can get a loan without having to take, and then they pay it back. Now, human nature is, as soon as they got that big check that they're supposed to pay off the loan, human nature says, "Oh no, I'm going to buy something with it," and they won't, and they'll spend it on some other thing, and then they'll manage that monthly payment.
Yeah,
that's not the fault of the shutdown. That was a personal decision. As it, you know, there's a lot of personal decisions that are going on, and then. But on a blanket basis, there's been criticism that we're hurting these 800,000 people over one missed paycheck, and it's and there's the hand wringing and the and oh my gosh.
Well, the other part of this is for a lot of them,
politics.
they can get unemployment.
Nope.
With furlough insurance or whatever.
I don't think
that's state based, not federal.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to be out for a certain amount of time, and this is a. It hasn't helped. That's not, you know, for the bottom 20%, the working poor. And let's assume that, you know, you can be part of the working poor and working for the federal government. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, you know, those people, my heart goes out to them. How can I help you? On a personal level, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. On a bigger level, you know, the concept doesn't change that people in general need to be better prepared for emergencies and opportunities.
Well, but that's a, yes, that's an always a thing. You know,
that's what I'm, that's
people
my point.
Should be prepared. But, you know, it's like an old, story, a children's story where
the grasshopper and the ant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. And you know what? I'm an ant. I'm really, really half grasshopper, half ant. Because, you know, I like to go out and run around. Look at her. She's laughing. She is, too. Mm-hmm. I think most of us are. But I do know some ants. And doggone it, those ants are prepared. And, you know, there's a certain amount of stress that goes on in people's lives. You don't even realize it. It's kind of just, you don't realize that we're exposed to electromagnetic pulses constantly by driving under these wires that are over everybody. We don't even notice it. So, you know, we don't even notice these things, like, you know, for people. But if excuse me, whoops, you know, if people would just take 10% of what they earn and put it into an emergency account, if they would put 5%. But I, again, I'm not talking about thousands of dollars for some people. If you had $500 of savings, if you had $1,000 of savings today, and this happened, you should even
probably won't cover rent.
Maybe if you're one of those employees that's at the, you know, for you it wouldn't. But if those everybody doesn't have $1,000 a month mortgage, and I think that going back to Wilbur Ross. What some of what he said was what a guy who runs a business says. Okay, well, I've got a cash flow crisis. See, in his mind, he saw this as a cash flow crisis. How do I get through the cash flow? Are there receivables that I can get in? Is there? Then let's go to the bank. We'll get a bridge loan. As soon as this gets paid back to us, we'll pay the bridge loan back. He's done that probably 100 or 1,000 times himself. You know, and his businesses have done that. So it's just, well, here's what you do. You know, if you're the janitor, you don't have necessarily, you may not know that you have access. They do, but they don't necessarily know that they have access to a bridge loan. They don't necessarily know that nobody's really taught them maybe that they needed to have $500 or $1,000 of savings that's, you know, put it in cash under so nobody will touch it and pull it out. I mean, it's...
Their worldview is completely different, obviously.
Yes.
Because of the experiences they've had versus
exactly. The
experiences he's had.
But exactly.
So, save money.
Oh, gosh, yes. And, you know, and some people, I could say, you know, in 2019, in this end of the 2000, as we're approaching 2020, God, mm-hmm. 20%, one-fifth of this millennium or this century will already be gone. Think about mm-hmm. that. Woo. Holy moly.
Yeah,
time is running by.
Coming up just too long ago.
Yeah, that's 1,000.
It was a blink of an eye. I was, the year 2000's coming.
Mm-hmm.
The year 2000.
Yeah, no. Yeah. More important to me was computers.
Yeah.
Remember there was going to be the crash because they weren't prepared for the 0000 digit. And people spent, I spent thousands of dollars trying to make sure that we were prepared for that. And you know what? Not that happened. The computers that didn't have anything worked just fine.
Yeah.
So another one of the, but that was a rabbit. How did you get us down that rabbit hole?
You were talking about how it's been a quarter of the century.
Oh,
almost.
So I guess it was my fault. So, hey, you know what?
We should
it's
give out
841.
Some numbers.
Yeah, I mean, we never told people. This is a call-in show. Call us with your questions about retirement planning, managing money, what the economy is going to be doing. I would tell you that the specialization at Collaborative Wealth and Falcon Financial Management is retirement planning. We've got three senior advisors, myself, Larry Rosinski, and Dudley Wade, and two junior advisors, Trissa Pacciulli, and of course, my son, John. That gives us some depth on both sides of that FR. If you were in the state retirement system or worked for any of the state employers, Larry, Dudley, and Trissa spent a lot of time in that world. I've mm-hmm. spent my time outside of that, helping people leave that and going into retirement and getting through retirement. And now we're all together, and we basically, our practices are very, very similar. They're not exactly. I'm trying to get Larry to let go of a few little things, so you know. It's been hard for him, but you know, I'm
delegate everything but genius. So phone numbers 877.
Wait.
Why?
Wait, I wasn't finished. Let me finish. I'm advertising. Give me a minute. I'm still in the middle of the ad here.
Right.
So I just wanted to tell you that, you know, if you have a 401k or you have a 403b, and what are you going to do with that? You've retired. What are you going to do with it? Those are the kind of things that we help you with at Falcon Financial Management and Collaborative Wealth. When do you take your Social Security? What about Medicare? How do I get Medicare help? We don't sell Medicare help, but I can give you some ideas. Do I need long-term care? What about wills and trust? That's planning. That's just not here's a product, boom, boom, boom. That's planning. And this is something that many, if not most of us, need as we get to our 60s and 50s, getting ready to retire and get in. And then when the trigger is pulled, what are you going to do? Give us a call at
the office at 352-375-7977.
We got to work on our transition there, don't we? Go ahead.
Right, yeah. Maybe some heads up. If you want to talk to us right now on the radio, you can call us at 877-975-9825. If you want to email us at any point in time, you can email us at ffm@ffmonline.com. You can find us on Facebook at Falcon Financial Management. You can find us on Twitter at FFM167. You can, and again, call us at the office, 352-375-7977.
Mm-hmm. There's no, we are the creators of the Integrated Wealth Management Process, which is a holistic and evolutionary strategic planning program that's based on a conversation about your financial affairs for the rest of your life. We're here to be with you from now until, you know, three or four times a year, we reach the end for somebody. And we work through it. And... Mm-hmm. You know, it's many of you have heard my story about my heart attack that happened on my birthday, April the 9th, 2015. I had 100% blockage of the Widowmaker. And I sat on the couch and I basically did the same thing I do with you guys. I went through my little inventory. You know, the will's done. Yeah. I've, you know, got life insurance to take care of the kids. Yeah. Is this taken care of? Yes. You know, boom, boom, boom. And there was a great peace that came over me knowing that that stuff was taken care of. So, you know, take care of this stuff if you need help. That's what we do. And if you have questions about it today, you can call us at 877-975-9825, 877-975-9825. And we, as a result of that heart attack in April of 2015, we made a decision to try and get more depth to provide succession planning for my clients. What happened to Jeff? Well, you know, I didn't come back to the office for 9 months. And our Darla Greer, God bless her, she just retired, but she's been with us. She and I
held
the
fort.
21 years we worked together. She's as good an advisor as anybody, you know, that I knew, and our clients were lucky she was there. I didn't want it to be luck the next time. We wanted to make sure that there was going to be a safety net, and so we merged with Collaborative Wealth from Lake Mary, Florida, and that began the beginning of this merger. Probably in the next 3 to 6 months, the name Falcon Financial Management will become a historic yeah. piece of our heritage, and you'll be hearing us use the name Collaborative Wealth, and that'll be that's going to be probably, like I said, in the next 3 months, maybe 6 months. We don't know exactly when, but it's coming.
Yep.
March 1st was one tentative date, but I think that may be back to April 1st now. No, we can't use April the 1st, and we can't use mm-hmm. April the 15th. So,
fools.
Yeah, so I think we're back to May 1st or something like that. But yeah. But the name is going to be changed into Collaborative Wealth. And the amount of depth that we now have so that we can provide long-term relationships with people. My second generation is coming with Trissa and John, and we're working with the next generation with a lot of our clients. So, you know, if you're a mom and a dad, a grandma and grandpa, and you're saying, well, what's going to be happening to this? And let's make sure that the wealth stays in our family. This is an opportunity to, you know, establish a relationship with a senior advisor like myself and know that there's a junior advisory team that's right behind us to take care of you if something happens to me or you outlive me. More importantly for us, somebody that will be able to take care of the wealth in your family as it goes to the next generation. So mm-hmm. I also today over at our office, some of Larry Rosinski and Dudley and Trissa Pichulli's clients, we're having a little breakfast over there to thank them for going through the transition. And
those transitions are not easy.
Yep, we found that out for sure. And we've seen a couple of them. And we got to figure out how to make them easier.
Yeah.
But that's for down the road. We just need to get through the next 30 days and we're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And life will be great. And life is going to be great. Life is great. What the heck? Why am I even saying it's going to be? It's been, you know, I was talking to, I don't know if it was you or Judy last night, yesterday, we were talking about 2018. And doggone, it was a pretty spectacular year when you look back at, I think back at 2018.
Very eventful, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And until we just saw the numbers yesterday, but we had a really good year of business. So yeah. I just, that was, I didn't have the number. I'm glad I got the number and want to get those numbers more often.
For me, it's... at this point, I've got my faith in you on that side. I keep my head down, plugging along, and making sure the next person's got what they need.
There you go. That's all you need to do, because 8 years and some odd months from now, that number is some multiple what you're going to have to pay me to get me to leave.
Oh. So you're trying to get that number up there. Got to get that number up there.
Yep, drive that thing as high as I can. So you got it.
The higher it is, the better for all of us.
Yes, 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 yes. But the point of that being is it was an eventful 2000. And, as we're looking back at it now, the volatility that was created by international markets and emerging markets. I'm telling you, if you're looking at your portfolio and go, how come I didn't do better? That doggone guy did a tour. It's international emerging markets in a lot of your portfolios.
There's a lot of noise in there, but last year was kind of an exceptional year for the markets.
Not for international and emerging markets. That's typical of what they do. They're either up at the top or they're at the bottom.
Last year, 90% of asset classes were down.
You know, and that happens every 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't. That was unprecedented.
But
apparently
we also,
the only asset class that did well was cash.
Well, that's a good
one
thing.
I mean, that's a year, and it's, you know, if you put the 2 years, 3 years ahead of behind that into an average, and you're going, well, cash is at the bottom all of a sudden.
Right. But the average for 2 or 3 years is probably a reasonable return. It's, you know, if you have a 5 or 6% return, that's not unlikely for a 3-year average. On the other hand, you know, if you are down anywhere from 1 to 2, or down 8 or 9 for the year, that's not an unreasonable number either. You see that in a lot of money managers and a lot of mutual funds, and it's just there were winners, but when you average everybody out, there were negative returns in every asset class except cash last year. Mm-hmm. We've already, you know, January, it's interesting. if this were the end of the month, we would have just had back-to-back the worst December in 87 years and the best January in 87 years, back-to-back. Mm-hmm. So that's the volatility.
There's been a lot of that.
Baked into what we're looking at. You got to be, you know, you're just going to hit, you got to tighten your seatbelts, because it's not going to change. What I think will change is there'll be fewer interest rate increases this year in 2019, yep. and there were 5 in 2018. That was hard. So
I talk about, you know, if you really you dig into this, you go back to, you know, the 2008-2009, and where quantitative easing began.
Describe quantitative easing, please.
Okay, so quantitative easing, that's where the Treasury, the Fed mm-hmm. started buying Treasuries and basically creating a lot of liquidity.
Mm-hmm. Because they create cash in the system.
So, which was an issue mm-hmm. at the time. Mm-hmm. The credit squeezed, you know, locked up.
That's right. So where we got cash from banks, we didn't have that. They're buying Treasuries, puts cash back into the system, keeps the grease, and makes everything move.
And bringing down interest rates. They compounded
those
two things.
You see how I say that, John?
What?
You know,
greasing the system.
Yeah. See, I got to get you to speak like, you know, like the rest of us. Yeah. These damn academic intellectuals.
Greasing the system. Yeah. Is that a scientific term?
Yes, it is. There you go.
All right.
We're not talking scientific. We're talking to people. Come on.
Yeah, well, you want to be deliberate with your words.
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah. Grease. Greasy.
The imagery is there for sure.
Yep. Okay.
So, but between those two things compounding each other,
mm-hmm.
That really buoyed the economy back into a growth cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, you know, we were talking about how, you know, that was kind of driving all of the growth, that it was unsustainable, that, you know, that there was going to be a day of reckoning for this pretty much. Everyone was saying that, you know, this. What happens when this stops? Because they mm-hmm. can't do that forever.
Right.
They've stopped.
Whoops.
And, you know, so the markets have struggled to find, you know, a direction. But they're not, you know, bottoming out. And, you know, companies aren't closing shop left and right. There's it's not a recession. You know, the catastrophic possibilities have certainly been averted so far, which, you know, credit to what, you know, a lot of the people are doing at the top
mm-hmm.
in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, 5 rate hikes and stopping quantitative easing mm-hmm. between those two things,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the same time.
Right. That was a drag.
Yeah, that should have, you know, that was what everybody was fearing. You know, was that happening?
It's the difference between 4% GDP and 2.5% GDP.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but at 2.5% GDP and making and getting these things done and getting and I believe, you know, I'm in a minority that thinks that the tariffs in the long run, this tariff war is a good thing. Because I understand that there's pain. For individuals, just like my broad statement that everybody should have 3 to 6 months mm-hmm. of savings. That's a broad statement. I understand it. I speak broadly. But I also say it the same thing for this. Mm-hmm. So, Okay. So, I saw a squirrel. So,
yeah.
Good.
A little historical perspective for you real quick.
Okay.
The United Kingdom was at the top of the world. And then those pesky Americans started stealing a bunch of their technology and started bringing it over to the United States and industrializing it, and the United States exploded, and suddenly the United States displaces the UK as the top.
Right.
The UK, well, not speaking for the immediate right now because of the things they're going through, but otherwise it's not like they became a third world country.
No.
I don't know if, you know, China doing to us what we did to the UK is gonna result in terrible things for us.
No, I don't think so either, but I don't like the way they're doing it. So the tariffs are leveling.
They're doing it exactly like we did.
Well, that's okay. You know, that was then and this is now, and this is what we're talking about. And I'm saying I want a level playing field, so level this playing field out now. Do everything we can to keep them from stealing any more intellectual property any faster than they're doing it, because they're going to keep stealing it. Mm-hmm. They're never going to stop. They're just going to slow down and wink at you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is a game. We need to be in there stealing their stuff, too. So,
right.
And we
Everybody
probably
should
are.
Be collaborating.
And we collaborating. You know? It would even be a better collaboration.
Way.
But, you know, I'm not a globalist. Mm-hmm. I'm first and foremost. People say, don't you want to go see the rest of the world? Nah, I mean, I haven't even seen Montana. I want to go to Montana.
I believe in balance.
I want to get to Wyoming.
Respect sovereignty, but
Vermont.
Engage in the globe.
New Mexico.
They all sound like great places to visit.
Yeah, go there first.
I think we should respect sovereignty, but I think that we should be able to engage the world.
Damn millennials.
Why can't we do both?
Why can't we do both? We can't. Well, because we can.
From a position of sovereign authority.
Well,
that we have. This is ours.
Yeah.
And this is who we are.
Yeah.
And we want to respect what's yours.
Yeah.
And
of course.
You know what? And at the end of the day,
what
can we all bring
you.
To the table? Well.
Sorry, I slipped in there.
Hey, everybody's allowed to think that.
And everybody should, you know.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, this whole, you know, we've talked a little bit about this since I won this world championship in December, and I get, there's, you know, kids, people contacting us, like you've been contacted through some of these from all over the world, every, you know, 10 or 15 every day. I mean, you can clean them out and an hour later, there's two or three more. That's just that. And it turns out, you know, they're watching videos of us from back in, you know, last year and this year. And so now they've reached out to John as my coach, you know, to help coach them. I can't do all of those things. The world, you know, these kids in India. Are watching a video of us wrestling, and when I was in high school, they didn't even have videos for wrestling.
We've got to give out the numbers.
I'm old.
352-375-7977 at the office. Call us on us 352-375-7977. Email ffm@ffmonline.com. Facebook, Falcon Financial Management. Have a great weekend.
See ya. Bye bye.
Join us in our great life adventure next week at this time for Dollars and Cents with Jeff Davis from Falcon Financial Management. Thanks to all who've made our over 25 years in service so special.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide any specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Collaborative Wealth, a registered investment advisor. Collaborative Wealth and Falcon Financial Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.